Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 43. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Darkness. The word alone often brings an unsettled feeling to our mind. Things look different in the dark, if we can see anything at all. Faces and voices are distorted in the shadows, making them look and sound more menacing. Trees, bushes, and buildings sometimes take on scary silhouettes and seem to come alive. Darkness often feels cold and presses into us in a way that makes us want to run for cover, for refuge, for safety. Darkness can feel threatening when it's not clear which direction we should be headed or which way we should turn. I think David, as in the psalm today, often felt the darkness of fear, guilt, anger, and despair. In the psalm today, it is the apparent success and gloating of evil, ungodly, deceptive men against him, a servant of the Lord. Rightfully so, David asks the Lord to vindicate him and defend him against his enemies, to give light and life to his soul, for he knows where and with whom refuge can be found, only through the Lord God Almighty. God is the source of all light, who can dispel the darkness of sin and its effects in our world today. For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. From 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 29. David's enemies had, like our enemies have today, hearts and minds that were darkened against God and his word through ignorance and hostility. But thankfully, God's light shines in spite of that. Physical light, created by God from the sun, which lights up our earthly days, and spiritual light, to dispel the darkness of sin and death, the light which came in the form of Jesus Christ and our rescue from permanent darkness, which is hell. From Psalm 18, verse 28. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. Light provides comfort for us in our daily lives. I remember once traveling through a horrible storm in the middle of the night, not being able to see the road markings, electrical power knocked out in the surrounding area, and we were being diverted into unfamiliar roads because of flooding. When we finally got through the worst of it and spotted the light of our parents' farm a mile off in the darkness, I was filled immediately with joy and relief. The closer we drove, the brighter the light and deeper feeling of comfort. The same can be said of the times I found myself in despair over illnesses, my sinful ways, even broken relationships. Living in darkness, especially spiritual darkness, when we are separated from Christ, is to live without joy, without hope, and without love. God doesn't want us to live under the burden of the darkness of our sin. God desires us to be in the light of the gospel and truth of life everlasting. God loved us enough to have sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and to be raised from the dead, so that we can rejoice and again go to the altar of God, our exceeding joy, and praise his name forever. That is our appropriate and spontaneous response to the joyful gift of faith. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is from the first book of Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the kind of joy that cannot be kept to ourselves. It is the amazing news of God's unending grace, mercy, love, and forgiveness of all of our sins. It is the kind of news that brings light to the darkest corners of our world, even amidst the turmoil of our lives, and lifts up our souls with the good news of life and salvation. It is a light that shines forever. Jesus is the light of the world, and no matter what darkness we face, it cannot overcome the truth of God's Word and the certain hope of eternal life brought into the world through Christ. From John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Such a comforting message of light and life that none of us should hide under a bushel, as even the children sing, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine." We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you yet again for your mercy in our lives. When times in our lives seem dark, keep the evil one from us and help us to cling to the light of your love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.